This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you for joining us for today's show.
Jennifer, today's guest is Wendy Perry from the Class of 82. She's a home economist, personal chef, outdoor living consultant, green wedding expert, and one of ECU's 100 incredible women.
That's right, Paul. Wendy is involved in so many different things, and although her expertise is in the field of home economy, she's really an entrepreneur and has even been featured in Southern Living magazine.
Absolutely. We'll bring you the interview with Wendy in just a few minutes, but first we'd like to talk about what's going on at the Alumni Association. Last call for Service Month. The Alumni Association has deemed April as Service Month, and in the spirit of the university's motto, servire, meaning to serve, we'd like to ask every member of the Pirate Nation to lend a hand in his or her community during the month of April. You can do something as simple as checking in on an elderly neighbor or picking up litter in your street, or you can go for a bigger service project like forming a Relay for Life team or joining the Alumni Association's Relay for Life team.
That's right. Many of our regional contacts are planning service projects in their communities. So if you contact your local Alumni Association representative, you can get involved with what's already being planned in your community. And then just like Paul said, if you live in the Greenville area, ECU is hosting Relay for Life April 3rd through 4th at Bunting Field. And it's a perfect way for local Pirates to get involved with Service Month. You can walk. You can make a donation. You can do an they're called luminarium. Or is just,
luminaries.
Yeah, but I think
luminaria.
It's something.
Yes. Where they have luminaries that line the track.
Right.
In memory or in honor of somebody who has either passed away from cancer or beaten cancer.
Exactly. And you can get more information about the ECU's Relay for Life if you visit our website at piratealumni.com. And you can also contact Kendra Alexander in our office at 800 ECU grad to plan a service project in your area.
Well, you know, Jennifer, the Alumni Association is also proud to be a sponsor of the Voyages of Discovery lecture series, and this year's final lecture is coming up on April 2nd. It's Professor Stephen Klukas from Birkbeck University in London, and he'll present Thomas Harriot, New Worlds of an Elizabethan Scientist.
That's right.
Tickets, yeah. That's it. I wanted to attempt to do it with a British accent, but thought, no, let's just go straight for, yeah.
I think you should give it a try. Go ahead.
No, I think we'll pass.
Okay.
Tickets are $10 for the general public, and you can call the central ticket office at 800 ECU Arts if you'd like to attend this lecture.
Well, and you can also visit our website at piratealumni.com, or you can search Voyages of Discovery on ECU's website for more information. And, Paul, coming up also in the next couple of weeks is a series that we started last year for new graduates.
New graduates and young alumni.
Young alumni. It's a series called Real Life 101, it's a great opportunity for our graduates and young alumni to get a taste of the real world, some tips and advice. We've partnered with some professionals in the community to offer 4 Real Life 101 sessions in the coming weeks.
Yeah, the topics are great. Anywhere from strategic job hunting in a down economy to being appropriately professional and how to retire as a millionaire. And of course, some of the important stuff like insurance 101 and things of that nature will all be topics that will be featured in Real Life 101. Again, these events are complimentary, and which means free.
You have to be edumacated to know
right.
What complimentary means.
So click the upcoming tab on our website, the upcoming events tab on our website at piratealumni.com for more information about Real Life 101.
Well, stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back with Wendy Perry after this commercial break.
Attention pirates! Time is running out to join in the fun at the Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run, presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. The 5K Road Race and Fun Run begin at 9 a.m. on April 18th in Uptown Greenville, with registration beginning at 7:30. The cost to race is $15. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online online at piratealumni.com.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're happy to have with us today home economist, personal chef, outdoor living consultant, green wedding expert, and one of ECU's 100 incredible women, Wendy Perry. Welcome to the show, Wendy.
Hey, Paul and Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
Let's start right at the very beginning, Wendy. Tell the listeners how you became an East Carolina pirate.
Well, I kind of came by way of the six-year plan, and in high school, I had no idea what a guidance counselor was. So I really didn't know what I wanted to do, just that I was expected to go to college. So my daddy said, get a business degree. So I headed off to Wilson, to Atlantic Christian, for a year and a half. And after about three semesters in Accounting 101, my teacher said, I'm going to give you a D. I don't want to see you in here anymore. It's time for you to move along and do something different. So I realized business was probably not where I needed to be. So I took about a year and a half off and went to a job that quickly made me want to go back to college. So I had a GPA of 0.95, and for anybody that hasn't experienced that, it's really difficult to pull a 9.5 up to a 2.0, which is what VCU required. So I spent a little over a year at Lewisburg working really hard to pull that up, and that's when I ended up transferring to ECU. My GPA was at 1.999, and so I had about 10 days in between Lewisburg and the fall semester in Greenville to appeal to the Board of Admissions to take me, and they did with a few stipulations. And so I ended up in Greenville and pursued a degree in home economics education.
Well, Wendy, we hear from so many alumni that it's the people of ECU that made your experience here so special. So obviously someone from the admissions office had an impact on your life. But who else impacted your life while you were a student here at ECU?
Well, a couple of folks. I had my best friend from ECU, Mel Valore. She probably is the reason I have a degree, because most people think home economists cook and sew, and this one does not sew. And so we kind of sat across from each other in the sewing lab in Clothing Construction 101, and she was born sewing, so every time the instructor would turn her head, I would slide my garment across the table when Melva would help me put the thing together. And so I owe my degree to her. But beyond Melva, my advisors, Drs. Vi Rosenfeld, who's no longer with us, and Dr. Lila Holsey, who I believe is still at ECU, they were my advisors, and we had a real small class. There was just 12 of us in the home ec education program. So we were a close-knit group, and we had a lot of real personal attention and just had fun. So I would say that probably those three folks had the biggest impact on my time at ECU.
Now, Wendy, this is a family show, so be careful with the answer to the next question. But do you have a favorite memory or experience from your college days that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh, yes, but I'll make sure to screen that. probably one of my most vivid memories. There was an alternative school in Greenville for kids that I guess you would say were not quite so successful in traditional high school settings for various reasons. And, again, Melville was part of this story, but I was in what they call a community service option, and I was the only one doing that option, and it was brand new, so it was for folks that didn't plan to use their home education degree to teach. And the program needed some revamping, But I had to do some of the things that the teachers had to do, and one of them was teach a lesson at this alternative school. And we had to draw a teaching technique out of a hat. And so Melva drew a lecture, and I drew a game. And we were paired up to teach that day together. So she did her 30-minute lecture, and then I had 30 minutes to play this game. And it was on housing, and it was right after lunch. So I think probably the kids, well, a good portion of them were high because they had been out at lunch. And so when I told them we were going to play this game and asked them to go around the room and mark on their little card what they liked and this color scheme or that style of house and whatnot, not one of them would get out of their chair. They just blank stared at me. And at the time, I was a smoker, so I just gathered my things off the podium and darted across the hall to the teacher's lounge and lit not one, but two cigarettes, one for each hand, and puffed away. And Melva and Dr. Halsey came in just cracking up laughing. And I said, if my college degree depends on going back in that room and teaching, then I will not obtain one. So that was tantamount to a crisis for me to have to even go over there that day. Beyond that, most of my memories, a lot of them are focused around Halloween in Greenville, and we probably don't need to discuss those on the radio.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Wendy Perry. Now, Wendy, you often refer to yourself as femme de beaucoup de chapeau, a lady who wears many hats. And from Paul's introduction of you earlier, you certainly seem to have your hand in many business ventures. Let's start with Angel in Your Kitchen, your chefing and culinary consulting business. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, first of all, I just want to clarify that a personal chef is not a caterer, although a lot of folks think that's what we do, and some personal chefs do some form of catering, including myself. But typically, a personal chef goes into our client's home, and we prepare meals for eating at their leisure, whether it's couples or singles or families or seniors. So basically, as a personal chef, I'm selling my time to my clients, and most of my clients over the years have not been what you would really consider to be wealthy. They're just busy, time-starved folks who want to feed their families healthier food and have time to gather around the table together. So that has been my typical client. I also do dinner parties and murder mystery dinner parties and small affairs that can be done in a client's kitchen, because typically a personal chef doesn't have a licensed and legal health department sanctioned kitchen. So we do what we do in our client's home kitchen. And then I do some abbreviated services to fit various budgets, from casserole-only services to doing weekly menu and planning for folks with the grocery list. And I will also come in and organize kitchens and pantries to make those more functional. If folks are moving into a new home, then I can come in and unpack their kitchen in their new house so things are in the most functional locations to make cooking a more pleasant experience and more streamlined. I have a service that I call a holiday meal mistress. So at holiday or special times, if you're doing your own food and you just need some helping hands to set up or carry out your parties, and I can help with those. I'll prepare meals to take to vacation homes to feed crowds, so you don't have to worry about doing all that cooking on your vacation. Teach private or group cooking classes, and I'll write culinary columns or anything domestically oriented for publications and menus or...
I don't know about you, Jennifer, but I'm getting hungry just listening.
I know. I need some personal chef service in my house.
Absolutely. Well, now, you're working with Falcons Hamlet in Clayton, North Carolina as their exclusive concierge.
Uh-huh.
And you've just become an expert in green weddings. Now, I haven't seen too many brides wearing green, so you're going to have to explain that to me. But what sort of things should someone expect at a green wedding?
Well, there's a lot of, as far as a green wedding, everything from the ring to the dress to the food can be green. My focus is on the food and beverage piece and favors. And so my menu is what I guess you would call green. So I've worked really hard to start networking with local sustainable farmers who have wonderful locally, organically grown foods that are done in a eco-friendly manner. So my minis are real seasonal, depending on what's growing at any given time. I like to frequent the farmers markets and the Goodness Grows in North Carolina site, where I'm also a member. I just really think it's important to shop as locally as we can and buy our foods as locally as possible, because that just makes them safer because they're handled by less hands. It's amazing some of the distance our foods travel. I did a green wedding in the fall, and the hardest thing to find was chicken from North Carolina, and we're like the second or third largest poultry producer in the country, and one of the local well-known grocery chain stores, their chickens are from Nebraska, and that makes no sense to me. That's just
that is
insane.
A little strange.
We ship them our chickens, and they ship theirs to us, and I can't make any sense out of that. But, you know, as consumers, we just have to speak up and tell our grocers to bring us more local foods. But that's the part of the green weddings that I focus on, is the food and beverage and wedding favors and offering things like green plants and North Carolina honey or barbecue sauces or country hams or some of the wonderful things that we have to offer right here in the state as wedding favors or for events. It doesn't have to be weddings, any kind of special event that you're having that you need a favor for your guests.
Well, Wendy, another one of your businesses is Living Inside Out, which was inspired by a dream that you had. Tell us more about outdoor living spaces.
Well, I think we've all seen, particularly since 9/11, how everybody is nesting more, and now with the current economic situation, that trend continues. And so many people are just exhausted from vacations that you need a vacation after your vacation. So what I do is design outdoor living spaces so you can have your own resort just steps outside your back door. And what a family might spend on vacations in a couple of years' time can be invested in the backyard. And we have such wonderful year-round climate here in North Carolina that we have a real extended season that we can enjoy any outdoor living spaces, from outdoor kitchens to outdoor showers or art spaces for the children or for yourself or little meditation spaces. There's just so many different avenues to take in your backyard. And so I can do anything from just designing a space or to a complete turnkey job. I can provide grills. I have the appliances and grills and things that I have are not what you find at a big box store. They're just the best of the best, and they're going to last a lifetime. And anything from refrigerators to ice makers to burners and anything you need to make your outdoor area friendly and comfortable. And I also do outhouse transformations and take old dysfunctional sheds and turn them into a new space, maybe like a potting shed or an art studio or man caves or meditation and reading rooms. Just anything you desire that you'd like to have your own special private space, we can take that old grown-up shed and turn it into something completely new and functional. I recently took, I had a horse stable on my property, and I turned it into three spaces, a vintage potting shed, a work room, a screened work room to do projects in, and a design studio. So I took that old dysfunctional building and turned it into three new functional spaces.
Wow, that sounds great. We're talking with home economist and entrepreneur Wendy Perry, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. So, Wendy, in 2007, East Carolina recognized you as one of our 100 incredible women. And then again, just recently, the College of Human Ecology with the Legacy of Leadership Award. What do these recognitions from your alma mater mean to you?
Well, first of all, it was truly incredible to be recognized alongside the likes of the incredible Kay Yao. I was just so taken aback and surprised, and then humbled again by being chosen by my own college for recognition. That just was icing on the cake. And I guess what that means to me is that God has blessed me in so many ways over my life. First of all, by leading me to Greenville and ECU all those years ago, and since then just giving me a multitude of opportunities to do just fun things that I've enjoyed doing and have been so rewarding, and along with giving me the help and the energy to do all those things.
Well, of all the things that you've done and you're still doing in your career, Wendy, what has been the most challenging and most rewarding for you?
I love teaching. Even though I didn't get certified to teach, because I could never teach in a high school setting. I like to teach adults because I choose to be there. And I'll share an example with you. Recently, one of my lifetime friends, who this is a girl that called me a year ago and said, how do you cook two baked potatoes in the microwave instead of one? And she wants to cook, and she wanted me to help her stock her kitchen from spices to pantry to gadgets to knives to pots and pans, everything. So we spent a couple of weekends out shopping and scouring, and I'm a reuse kind of gal. I don't think that everything has to be purchased new, and I like old things that have characters and stories to tell, or at least stories you can imagine that it might would tell if it could talk. And we were in this antique store, and we saw this old roasting pot, and we had looked at some earlier in the day that were new in the $150 range, and there sat this lonely old pot and for $40. And she said, wouldn't that pot work for me just as well? I said, absolutely. I said, if it was good enough for Grandma, it's good enough for you. And so we left the pot and went to shop some more. That was on Saturday. So Monday morning she called me all excited. And she said, I called him back at that store, and I told him I wanted the pot to hold it for me. She said, because you're right. If it was good enough for Grandma, it is good enough for me. So just hearing her excitement in her voice and realizing that, and how, you know, we've become such a throwaway society. So when I can bring people back to the kitchen and teach them that with the proper tools and organization, the kitchen can be a fun place and not a stressful, dreaded room in the house where you just have to go. And that is just probably one of the most rewarding things to me, and working with her and helping her, and which leads me to tell you that I'm working on a new blog called Wendy's Home Economics, and it's going to be all about the home and practical living and green living and simplicity and where we're all headed now with the current economic situation, and how we don't have to go out and buy everything new, and can take things that we already have and give them a new life. So I would, in a nutshell, just taking my passion and teaching people to enjoy their time in the kitchen is probably the thing I enjoy most.
Well, Wendy, we know you have a great website out there. If somebody is interested in some of the services that you offer, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, that's real easy. They can hop right over to wendyperry.com. It's WendyPerry, and that's my home base for all my websites, my outdoor living, my personal chef, the Falcon's Hamlet, and my newest venture, my new cookbook called The State of the Plate, that will be recipes featuring products that are either produced or grown right here in North Carolina, and recipes from myself and well-known chefs and my personal chef colleagues around the country with their own regional flair. So I'm really excited about that. I've met with the Department of Agriculture and have their blessing. So that's been pulled off the back burner and set in motion, too.
Well, Wendy, thank you for talking with us today and letting us pass your story along to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you who proudly say, yes, I am a pirate, that brings notoriety to the university and value to every East Carolina degree. And so we thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you both so much. This has been so much fun. And my one last thing to say is, go Pirates!
Absolutely. Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely, full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want want to be.
Attention pirates! Time is running out to join in the fun at the Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run, presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. The 5K Road Race and Fun Run begin at 9 a.m. on April 18th in Uptown Greenville, with registration beginning at 7:30. The cost to race is $15. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back into the show. I guess, Jennifer, if you call a guy a jack-of-all-trades, Wendy would be a jane-of-all-trades. I mean, she's into so many different things.
She definitely is. I think I'd like to try some of her cooking sometime.
Absolutely. Well, now's the time in the show where we ask the question, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But did you know that membership in the Alumni Association also means recognition of alumni achievement? The most effective way to increase the value of an East Carolina degree is to showcase the accomplishments of our scores of alumni. The Alumni Association is dedicated to recognizing these individuals through our awards program, our alumni magazine, Sawire, and A Pirate's Life for Me, right here on this radio show. Highlighting alumni achievements brings credibility to the university's many programs and makes East Carolina desirable to those with similar aspirations. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today. Call us at 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
And don't forget to join us again on Saturday, April 11th at 10 a.m. right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 a.m. when our guest will be Tarek Cox, Senior Associate Director for Special Populations and Events, East Carolina University Office of Admissions, and he's also one of our board members.
Absolutely. Thanks to our producer, Cliff Rock and Shirley Rhodes, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearty, yo ho. We're devils and black sheep, really bad eggs. Drink up, me hearty, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and flyers and ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up, me hearty, yo ho. I bet we're loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up, me hearty, yo ho.